Once upon a time, in the vibrant town of Kotiala in Mali, there lived a man named Ibrahim Traoré. Known for his wisdom and generosity, Ibrahim was regarded as a pillar of his community. However, behind his kind smile and helpful demeanor lay a mystery that no one in the town could unravel, a family hidden deep within the annals of his past. As the seasons changed and the winds whispered, secrets, the truth about Ibrahim's hidden family began to unfold, manifesting through an unexpected visitor. And one balmy evening, while the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a golden glow over the mud brick houses, a traveler arrived in Kotiala. The man was tall and slender, his features sharp yet kind. His name was Amadou, and he claimed to be a distant cousin of Ibrahim. He had traveled from a remote village, a place where the sun set into undulating hills and the sounds of traditional drumming echoed through the night. Amadou spoke of a terrible drought in his village and a desperate need for help. Struck by Amadou's tale, Ibrahim welcomed him with open arms, not knowing that this visit would unravel threads of his family's history that had long been interwoven with secrets. And Na's days turned into weeks. Amadou shared with Ibrahim stories of their ancestors, tales filled with bravery, love, and loss. Ibrahim listened intently, his heart swelling with pride and nostalgia. He discovered that their forefathers had once been prominent leaders, uniting various clans within Mali. But as time passed, jealousy and betrayal infiltrated their lineage, leading to the separation of families that had once thrived together. Amadou revealed that he had come not only seeking help but with a mission to reconnect their fractured family tree. And one day, while sifting through old crates in his attic, Ibrahim stumbled upon a dusty scroll, barely legible, yet pulsating with significance. The scroll was a family tree mapping their lineage, the names inscribed, detailing generations of Traorés. Ibrahim's hands trembled as he traced the elegant curls of the letters. It pointed to a forgotten sister, Mariama, who had vanished during a time of great unrest. The scroll mentioned her extraordinary beauty and intellect, talents that had drawn both admiration and envy. Family lore suggested that she had been lost to the chaos of war, swallowed by the shadows of history. And intrigued and compelled to know more, Ibrahim and Amadou traveled through Mali, seeking out elders and uncovering long-buried stories. They ventured into the rustic villages, which felt like pockets of time, where every wrinkled face had a tale to tell. An elderly woman in a clay hut, surrounded by children playing nearby, spoke of a woman resembling Ibrahim's lost sister. She described Mariama as a healer who had gone into hiding during turbulent times, fearing for her life and the lives of her children. And as their journey deepened, they learned about the existence of a small, tight-knit community near the banks of the Niger River. Here, Mariama was rumored to have found solace and built a new home, raising her children away from the prying eyes of their families. Past. Ibrahim's heart raced at the thought of finally unearthing the truth about his sister. Perhaps she had lived all these years, shielded from the chaos that had once torn their family apart. And after days of travel, they arrived at the riverbank village. The air was thick with anticipation, and the rhythmic sound of water lapping against the shore fueled their hopes. A weathered man stood at the entrance of a thatched roof hut, his eyes tired yet wise. Ibrahim introduced himself and explained his quest. The man's expression shifted, revealing layers of emotion as he processed the news. He beckoned them inside, revealing a room adorned with tapestries that told stories of resilience and unity, a place where the spirit of family thrived. And inside, they met a woman who emanated an air of strength and grace. She had deep-set eyes that sparkled with wisdom, and as Ibrahim approached her, an unexplainable connection drew him nearer. Time seemed to dissolve around them. N.N., I am Ibrahim, your brother, he whispered, tears brimming in his eyes. The woman's expression shifted as a flood of recognition welled within her. N.N., I have waited for this moment for so long, she replied, her voice trembling with emotion. I am Mariama. N.N.T.H.E. reunion was filled with tears, laughter, and stories shared. Mariama revealed how she had faced numerous challenges to protect her children, how she had been a healer for her community, and how she had never stopped searching for her family. The seeds of their ancestry were stronger than they had imagined, reaching far and wide, uniting families that had long been separated. N.N.A.S. the sun dipped low, painting the sky in hues of pink and gold. Ibrahim, Amadou, and Mariama sat together under the expansive African sky. They spoke of the future, of rebuilding what had been lost, and of embracing a legacy that would protect and nourish their descendants. The weight of generations hung in the air, but it was now laced with hope. N.N. with Mariama's return, the Traoré legacy blossomed anew. Together, they decided to form a foundation dedicated to helping communities affected by drought, just like Amadou's village. They understood that the unity forged in their reunion could bring change, healing, and empowerment to others. N.N.S.O., the hidden family of Ibrahim Traoré emerged from the shadows, weaving their story into the rich tapestry of Mali's history. Their journey wasn't just about finding each other, it gave rise to a movement that transformed lives and rekindled hope in a world that sometimes felt dim. The Traorés became a symbol of resilience, reminding others that no matter how lost one may feel, the threads of family and love can lead one back home.